people to be themselves and think for themselves can be reconciled with any type of advertising at all, whether you think it's possible at all.
Well, for instance, a manifesto, yes. The Surrealist Manifesto, a form of advertising. Thomas Paine writing the Rights of Man, a form of advertising.
But they're not funded by, they're not trying to sell, they're not funded by large corporations.
Well, of course, I think a lot of advertising is evil. I think pharmaceutical advertising is evil. But believe me, or much of it. I am here, you know, some people will say, Patty, if you're, you know, into punk rock, why do you go to the opera? Why are you here at the advertising convention? I am a free person. I'll go anywhere the fuck I want. If I want to come to talk to people at an advertising convention, they are still people. Everyone has a mind. Everyone, you know, it's possible to inspire people wherever you go. And, you know, I like to go to places where I'm not expected to be. And everyone is treating me well. No one told me how to dress. No one told me what to say. No one censored anything. I have been free since I've been here. And in terms of, you know, what to do with advertising, the most important thing for any advertising situation, first of all, is truth. That things be true. The second is that the exploitation, that young people should not be exploited. Young girls should not be sexually exploited for sexual advertising, and that people should be seduced to get drugs and pharmaceuticals that they don't need through advertising. There is a lot of bad things about advertising, but also, you know, it's information. You know, sometimes advertising is good. I was really happy when I opened up Rolling Stone one day and saw an advertisement for Blonde on Blonde because it meant a new Bob Dylan record. So, you know, not all advertising is terrible.
Do you think there's a danger that maybe that by you coming here, that then in some senses
I don't worry about that stuff. When I recorded Because Tonight, first of all, when I did Horses, people came to me and said, don't you think there's a danger that you said Jesus died for somebody's sins but not mine, that God is going to come down and strike you down? Then when I did Because Tonight and had a small hit, don't you think it's a danger that now that you have a hit song that you're not a punk rocker anymore? Don't you think it's a danger that you got married and have children, now you're a domestic cow and you're not an artist? Fuck all that. I do what I want.
Yeah.
I do what I want and I go where I want. Where there's danger with a big corporation dumping chemicals into a river that's giving children cancer. That's danger. Patty coming to a little conference about advertising is not going to hurt the world.
No.
Is advertising itself make the better world?
Do you see that potential? Because we hope that's why. Well, I mean, I think that advertising at its best is information. It's information. You know, you can, you know, and that's all I can say. It depends how it's used. It's like anything else, you know. Everything in life, you know, a glass of wine is nice. But if you drink, you know, two bottles of wine a day, you're going to get sick and perhaps die. You know, it's just everything has its balance. Everything has its purpose. You know, I'm not an expert on advertising. I can say as a person, I don't like a bunch of advertising, but I also can appreciate certain aspects. And people advertise my books. They advertise if I have a concert, you know. I mean, there's it's really a responsibility. when I see evil advertising, I'll write a letter or I'll speak out against it. You know, I'm not here as a pawn for the advertising community. But I also, I just think that we, you know, there's also the aspect of know thy enemy. One thing that I think is very important, really, I would, if I had a message, like I already said, to advertisers, is we don't need so much advertising. Stop giving us so much advertising. Be creative. Find a way to serve us that is not so invasive. You know, so you can't walk down the street without a billboard. You can't go anywhere without things coming at you. Give us less and be, you know, find a way to speak to us with less volume. But in any event. Yes.
5 minutes, everybody, that's it.
Yes.
Do you see Patti Smith as a brand?
No.
So,